Jonah chapter 2. This chapter consists of 10 verses. Let's look at them. Verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. He said, out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. He said, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I will cast out of thy sight. He said, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. He said, the waters compassed me about. He said, even to the soul, the depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. He said, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. He said, when my soul fainted within me, he said, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. He said, they did observe lying vanities, forsake their own mercy. He said, but I will sacrifice unto thee. He said, with the voice of thanksgiving. He said, I will pay that I have vowed. He said, salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. I do desire your prayers tonight. I really do. I know that I'm nothing. And I know that better than anybody. You know. But I want to look back to verse 4. He said, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. I want to tell you that is a sad, sad statement. I am cast out of thy sight. I'm telling you. You know, that's how a lot of people feel tonight. That's how a lot of people feel. I am cast out of thy sight. Cast out of thy sight. That's how Jonah felt. I am cast out of thy sight. I tell you, I don't want to know. How that it feels to be cast out of the sight of God. I really don't know. I don't want to know how that feels. I heard one preacher say and make a statement. What I've been years ago, he made this statement, and it still rests in my heart, even to this very day and this very hour. He says, I've heard a lot of people say what they would want to do when they backslid. He says, I've heard them make a lot of silly statements what they would want to do when they backslid. He says, I've heard some of them that be more directive and say, you know, and make the statement, the first thing I'd want to do when I backslid. I remember the statement that preacher said. He said, I tell you, I hope I never backslide. But he said, I feel like if I were the backslide, he said, the first thing I'd want to do is repent. Repent. I'll tell you something. This world has got nothing to offer. Come on, church. Come on, church. Might be just me tonight. I don't know. And I just don't flip through things in the Bible just to see what to preach. I really don't. I really don't. I really don't. You know, I feel that God has laid this on my heart right here for tonight. He said, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. This is what the Lord dealt with me about. It's right here. It's the last portion of this. He said, yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. Yet I will look again. I will look again. I know some of you, you've been praying for your loved ones. I don't know them by name. I don't know them by name. There's been a lot of places that we have been in revival that people would come up to us and they'd give us names of their loved ones. I know none of you haven't done that yet, but I know it's not that you're not concerned about your loved ones. But for some reason or another today, over here this afternoon, probably around 2 o'clock or so, a little bit after that or something, I was a-praying, seeking the face of God. And I said, God, you know these people's loved ones that needs help from you. Come on, help me right here. Help me. Help me. And then God began to deal with me, and my wife will vouch what I'm fixing to say. We ain't been nowhere today. We ain't been frolicking around, if you understand that terminology. I want to tell you, my heart's been right here. Right here. Come on, can you say amen? My heart is being right here. I want to tell you something, church. The most important thing of all, I love to see people get free, and I appreciate what God is doing for you. I really am. I tell you what I'd love to see somebody is to get free from sin. Come on, can you say amen? Come back into the fold. I'm glad that we've got a loving God and we've got a loving Heavenly Father that said He would leave the 99 and go get that one lost sheep. Come on, church. Come on. I'll agree with you and I believe you'll agree with me. I hear a lot of people say it this way, that we're living in the last of the last days. I want to tell you something. I believe we're living in the last hours of the last days. Come on. If we ever going to get a burden and pray for our loved ones, we'd better be praying for them. I want to tell you something. We need not to count on anybody else to do it. Come on, can you say amen? We need not to count on some other church of doing it. We need not to count on some other individual of doing it. I tell you what God's going to do for us. He's going to give us a burden. Come on. Help me right here tonight. I don't know. All of you tonight, for me to look at you, I know what the devil's telling me. He's telling me right now, you've missed it. You way out in left field. Come on. But if I'm in left field, just let me play it for a little while tonight. Come on, can you say amen? But for some reason or another, to look at y'all, every one of y'all looks good. Come on. Come on, you know, if I was judging you, and I'm not going to judge you, I'd probably say every one of you was going to make it. But there is something about it, my friend. God sees farther than what Brother Lee and his eyes see. God knows the hearts of you. Come on, help me right here. And could there be somebody right here tonight that is under the sound of my voice that is lost and undone and backslid on God and away from God? Come on, help me right here. To be out of sight of God is one thing. But listen to me, dear friend. Listen to me, ma'am. Listen to me, sir. You might be out of His sight, but you are not out of His reach. And really and truly, you're not out of His sight. He's got His eyes on you because
because he's married to the backslider. Come on, can you say amen? I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight in this house. You know what I'm a feeling tonight? I'm feeling just as good tonight as I was last night about coming out from under your grave clothes. Come on. I want to tell you, I'm a feeling that God is checking the heartbeat of somebody right here, and God is a pulling on the cords of somebody's heart right here tonight. You know what he's a doing it for? It is simply because he's wanting you to come home. There is a banner hanging out that's saying, welcome home, and to come on home. Come on, church. I'm a feeling the convicted power of the Holy Ghost right here tonight. I'm a feeling the Spirit of the Lord is a reaching for somebody right here tonight under the sound of my voice.
Oh, I wish you'd help me preach. I really do. I wish you'd help me preach. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. I want to tell you something, church. The Holy Ghost is wanting to bring conviction in this house right here tonight. For some reason, I can feel that. Come on, I can discern that right here tonight in our midst. Come on, help me right here. I remember something that the pastor said, and I believe it was Sunday morning or whenever that it was. If I remember correctly, I believe it was Brother Mike that said it. We've been so many places here of late, but I want to tell you something. He said something about old time Holy Ghost conviction. I want to tell you something. I know something about old time Holy Ghost conviction. God dealt with me in that way. I got to the place where I couldn't eat. I got to the place where I couldn't sleep. Come on, help me right here for a while. I got to the place where life was miserable. But what was it? Come on, it was even when I was a sinner. It was God dealing with my heart. Come on, trying to bring me to him. Come on, help me right here for a little while. Come on, church, help me. Come on, I'm going to say it right here again. If I get out of the way right here tonight, Brother Mike, you are the pastor. You've got a right to set me down. I'll be subject to you. But for some reason or another, I'm a feeling of Holy Ghost is a dealing with somebody's heart right here tonight, my friend. Hey, I want to tell you something. I'm not a doomsday preacher, but listen to me, sir. Listen to me, ma'am. It is not a day and an hour to be playing church. It is not a day and an hour to be playing with God. Come on. It's not a day and a time to think you got God on the string, my friend, and you're going to pull him down to you anytime you so desire. But as a preacher of the gospel, I must declare unto you that the word of God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Come on, help me right here for a while. Come on, I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not a doomsday preacher. I'm a preacher of hope. I'm a preacher of life. I tell you what I'm a feeling right here tonight. I'm a feeling that God is speaking to somebody here tonight. I'm letting you to know that there is still hope and that there is still life, my friend. But you keep on a playing with God. Keep on a trifling with God. Keep on a trifling with the mercies of God and the grace of God. Keep on going over the prayers of the mother. Keep on going over the prayers of the pastor. Keep on going over the prayers of the father and of the children, my friend. Come on. Oh, Lamb of God. What if this was God's last time around, my friend, and you never had another visitation here? What would you do with this service right here tonight? Oh, help me preach. Help me preach. Don't get alarmed. I'm not going to use my coat tonight. I don't think. I really don't. I know here for the last two services about I've been using that coat, but I ain't got a coat on my mind right now. I tell you what I got on my heart and on my mind is a soul. Somebody's soul right here tonight. Come on, that is a playing around with God. Come on, help me right here. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. I want to tell you, come on. Come on, the book of Jonah records one of the strangest and the strongest experience in human reality has ever been known, where that God could create a great fish and to swallow a man and bring that man back to God and to do a work for God. You know, there's a lot of people that looks at this book right here tonight. I was a little bit hesitant of even preaching from it, but it is in the Bible. Come on, can you say amen? There's a lot of people looks at it as a fairy tale. They look at it as a book that we just tell our little children good night stories about it. Come on, and then pray with them and send them to bed about Jonah and the whale. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something.
There is more to it than that, my friend. There is more to Jonah than that right there. Come on, I want to tell you, I believe it gives us the illustration. Come on, of the resurrection and life of our Savior Jesus Christ. I also believe it gives us a picture of a man that was a running from God and that was away from God. But then he made up his mind, yet will I look again. You know what I would love to say right here tonight? You know what I love to do right here tonight? You know what I love for somebody to do right here tonight? I'd love for somebody to look one more time toward that holy city. I'd love for somebody to look one more time toward that holy temple. Come on, church. I'm telling you what I'm feeling right here tonight. I'm feeling old time Holy Ghost conviction of wanting to come into this house right here tonight. I'm feeling somebody right here tonight under the sound of my voice. You want to fight against that old time conviction. I want to tell you something. You're no match with the Spirit of the Lord, my friend. Come on. I'll tell you what we need to do when the Holy Ghost deals with us. We need to yield to the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, church. I might be wrong right here. I'm a feeling there's somebody here under the sound of my voice that's wanting to look one more time to that holy city. The Bible tells us in verse 2, he said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. Come on. You see, often our afflictions comes from our own actions. Come on. Oh, we want to blame somebody else for it. We love to point our finger at somebody else. Come on, come on. Help me right here. Help me. Help me while I preach. I've been around people who's been away from God. I've been around people who's been out of the house of God. I've been around people that's been backslid on God. You know what they go to doing? They go to blaming this one, that one, and the other. Come on, if it hadn't been for this, if it hadn't been for that. Come on, I could still be serving the Lord. But listen to me, I don't know who in the world I'm talking to here tonight. I want to obey God. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, there is nobody to blame from walking away from God but you. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, there is nobody you can point your finger at. Come on, your own afflictions is because of your own actions. Come on, help this preacher preach right here for a little while. Well, I don't like that pastor. Come on, help me right here. Come on, if he was a little bit more sweeter, if he got any sweeter, my friend, he would probably turn to a big old lump of honey. Come on, come on, come on, help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you, I don't like him. If he had a little bit more compassion, if he would come across just a little bit different, I believe that I would point all you want to, blame all you want to, but the reason for walking away from God is because of your own action. If he'd have got another evangelist, come on, if he'd have got another one, come on, for this revival, I believe that I would have prayed. I believe we could have seen better results. If he'd have got so and so, the last revival that they had so many souls saved, and the church was on their feet. Blame what you want to blame. Blame it on the pastor. Blame it on the evangelist. Blame it on the congregation. Come on, but your afflictions is because of your own actions. Come on, help me right here for a little while tonight. You know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling, even though I'm a standing right here behind this sacred stand, that the Holy Ghost is a dealing with somebody right here tonight in this house. Come on, church. If you've ever prayed for a country preacher, pray for me right here tonight. I would to God I was a little bit more elaborate with my word, but then again, come on, God knows my ability, and God knows my limitation, and God knows what I'm capable of doing, and God knows what I'm feeling right now. I want to tell you, there is one thing I want to be, and that is a vessel unto honor unto God, and to be a mouthpiece for God. And for some reason or another, it's not because of Brother Lee and Head. I believe that the Holy Ghost is speaking to somebody right here tonight, that you want to look again to that three Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of God right here tonight. I'm a believing that God is giving somebody an opportunity, another chance to come back and to try me and to prove me and see that I am good. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Jonah was in affliction because of Jonah. It wasn't because of anybody else, but it was because of him. Come on, come on, come on. I know, I'm hearing some of you talking to me now. What if my children had done better? If my wife had served God, or if my husband had served God, I believe I could stay with him. Come on. I want to tell you, I'm going to say it again. There is nothing and there is nobody that causes you to walk away from God. Come on, help me right here for a little while tonight. Come on, you walk away on your own will and to turn your back on God and to leave the love of God and to leave the grace of God. Come on, church. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight. I'm a feeling the Spirit of the Lord. I want to tell you what we've engaged in right here, church. We've engaged in a battle. Come on, the devil is a reaching and the devil is trying to fight and the devil is trying to pull, but we've got God that's a pulling and a reaching right here tonight for somebody's soul, my friend, that God loves. And God's the one that said, all souls are mine. Woo!
Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, church. Come on, church.
I'll tell you something, church. The devil would love to distract us. The devil would love to get our minds off of things. And the devil will love to tell us that none of them is never going to be restored. And that none of them is never going to come back. And you're never going to see none of them come down that aisle again. But I'm here to serve notice on the devil. The devil is a liar. And the devil is a father of liars. Come on, help me right here for a while. The Bible said that God breathed into the nostril of man, and man become a living soul. And he said, all souls are mine. Come on, I want to tell you something, but you got your own will, my friend. Come on, I pray right here tonight for somehow, some way or another, that God will break that will. And you'll come to the place in your heart where you'll say, not my will, but thy will be done.
This little phrase that stood out to me. I wish my voice was better. He said, yet I will look again. Yet I will look again. Right then and there, everything looked bad. Right then and there, everything looked dark. Come on, right then and there to Jonah, everything looked impossible. But he said, yet I will look again. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, I begin to pray and seek the Lord today. And God began to deal with me about this. And I believe that when Jonah said that, when he said, yet I will look again, I believe that Jonah's faith began to increase. Come on, can you say amen? You know what the devil plants in a lot of people's minds? And what it gets into a lot of people's hearts? You can't live it. You done tried it. You can't do it. Come on, come on, come on. Help me right here. You can't do it. You cannot make it. You done tried it. You're nothing but a total wreck. And you're nothing but a total failure. I'm going to tell you something. You are not a failure until you quit trying. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me right here, but for some reason, come on, I'm going to tell you, for some reason right here tonight, I feel the loving hand of God stretched out in a reaching for someone. Someone right here tonight, he's a giving the invitation to. And he's a saying to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Pray, church, pray. Come on, help me right here for just a little while tonight. Come on, I want to tell you that yet, that word yet, it means in addition. It means an addition. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, I might have been beat down. Come on, I might have, come on, help me. There might have been a lot of things that happened. But yet, I will look again. I will look again. Come on, there's been a lot of subtracting going on. Come on, but I want to tell you something. But now, there's going to be some additions. I'm going to turn my face another direction. I'm going to begin to look in another way. I'm going to begin to look to the hills. For which cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. I'm smart enough to know. I'm realizing, know, that I'm not able to do it within myself. Come on, but I know enough of God's word to know, and I've heard enough about Him to know that He said, my grace is sufficient unto you. Come on, help me right here for a little while. In other words, that word yet, it means in an addition. Come on, I want to tell you, what was He a saying? In other words, what Jonah was a saying, the story is not over yet. It's not over yet. We hadn't got to the final chapter yet. They might be a lot of people done marked me off. They might be a lot of people done give me up. Come on, but we ain't come to the final chapter yet. Come on, sweet Lamb of God. Oh, come on, oh, glory to God. Oh, come on, the devil would love for to be the final chapter. I want to tell you something. I'm a feeling the grace of God and the mercy of God is a reaching right here. And I pray all He pray. I want to tell you something. I'm a feeling a weight and a burden on my heart right here. And for some reason or another, I feel as though my heart would burst. I'm a feeling the God of glory is wanting to help somebody right here tonight in this congregation.
The story is not over yet. They are flipping the pages. And they are writing lines and lines. Come on, and they are developing into paragraphs. Come on, but they hadn't got to the final chapter yet. Listen to me. Come on, help me right here. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight. Is it speaking to somebody's heart? I want to tell you what I feel also. I'm a feeling conviction. Is still wanting to hover in His place right here tonight. Come on, help me right here tonight. Come on, I feel like there's somebody right here that the devil would love for you to be weighing in the balances. And he would love for you to be found wanting. I'm a feeling the love of God is a reaching down tonight, my friend. He's wanting to get a hold of your heart. He's wanting to make a new creature. He's wanting to give you another opportunity. That's the kind of God that He is. That's the kind of love that He has got. The story is not over. I wish I could sing, but I can't, and I know I can't. I'd love to sing that old song. Somebody prayed for me. You know the reason I stand here before you tonight? It's because somebody prayed for me. Somebody didn't give up on me. Come on. I wasn't no mean man. I've never murdered nobody. I don't even know what the taste of alcohol is like. Come on, I don't even know what drugs, anything like that is like. Come on, come on. But it's just by the mercies of God. Come on, that the devil didn't get me involved and entangled in that kind of stuff. I remember going through that bedroom. Come on. I want to tell you something. We wasn't raised up poor. We was raised up poor. Come on, can you say amen? I know what it is not to have running water in the house. I know what it is to walk through the house on a winter, windy night. Come on and see the rug to raise up off of the floor. Come on, I know all about that. I could stand up here and tell you pitiful tales after tales and stories after stories. But I'm not here to do that. I want to tell you, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is here tonight to rescue somebody's soul. I've heard my mother pray, God save my children. Come on, help me right here for a little while. Oh, Lamb of God, you know the reason you're here tonight, ma'am. You know the reason you're here tonight, young boy, young girl, sir. I want to tell you that mother has prayed. That pastor has prayed. If the devil had his way about it, he'd have done consumed you a long time ago. But God is reaching out with mercy. And God is reaching out with His grace. I feel like I'm a born you right here tonight. I know what some of you are saying, Brother Mike gave it to you early, but for some reason or another, I'm still a feeling of weight. I'm still feeling a burden on my heart right here tonight that God is wanting to rescue somebody. Church, are we really praying right here tonight? Are we really praying right here tonight? I want to tell you, as I begin to think about that word yet, not only does it mean in addition, the story is not over. That word means not withstanding, my friend, in any case that as it may be, or that on the other hand, however that it may be, come on, I'm going to look toward that holy city. I'm going to take another look. It doesn't matter what the situation might be. Come on, it doesn't matter how that it might stand. I'm going to look toward that holy, oh, Lamb of God. Church, I want to take something. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost here tonight. If there is anyone here tonight that you don't have the assurance of your soul salvation, you don't have to wait for this preacher to give an altar call when you are feeling the tugging of the Spirit of God. That's the time to obey God. That's the time to get out in that aisle and to come down to that altar and to kneel before the Calvary cross and to give your heart to God.
That word yet, it means previously. Previously. In other words, what has happened in the past has no bearing on what I am going to do now. What has happened in the past is going to have no bearing on what I'm going to do now. Yet, I will look again. I will look again. Come on. The devil might have drug you down. Come on, church. Come on, church. I'm going to say it again, church. I feel that we're in a battle right here tonight. I feel like for some reason or another that we're wrestling for somebody and with somebody about the most important thing of all, and that is their soul. Come on, come on, come on. I know what the devil will tell you. The devil will tell you when you get away from God, you begin to make that comeback to God, nobody's going to have confidence in you. Nobody's going to trust you. Nobody's going to love you anymore. Come on, but that is nothing but the devil. That is nothing but the devil. It takes God's grace and it takes God's love to restore that confidence. Come on, help me right here. And it's going to take you a little while of proving yourself too. Don't come on. Help me right here. But God will give you grace. And God will give you strength. And God will give you love that you'll be able to do it. Come on, help me preach right here for just a little while. I'm not going to try to hold you much longer. Come on, but that word yet means until now. Up to this time, there seemed to be no way, but something happened. I can see beyond the difficulties. I can see beyond the cloud. I can see beyond the blind, so to speak, where that the devil has blinded my eyes. Come on, I'm beginning to see a crack in the sun. Come on, the devil is wanting to keep me in darkness, but I'm a seeing a ray of hope. I'm a seeing a ray of light. Come on. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, come on, help me right here. I feel the Holy Ghost is still a drawing. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is still a moving on somebody right here tonight, church. Come on. I want to tell you something, church. We cannot afford to let another one slip through our hands. We cannot afford to let another one slip through our fingers. Come on. You know what? We're not eternity minded no more. We work on the clock. Come on. We punch in. We punch out. We come to the house of God. We're going to be there by 7:30 or shortly thereafter. And we hope that we're out of there by 9 o'clock. We've got time and we've got seconds. We've got minutes on our mind. We got hours that developed into days, and days developed into weeks, and weeks developed into months, and months developed into years. But God is not like that, my friend. But think about it. If they were somebody here tonight and they'd be lost in long, long eternity. Come on, could we be a little bit more patient? Could we pray on this a little bit more? Could we reach out just a little bit more to try to keep somebody from slipping into eternity in the state that there's real Lamb of God? I'm a feeling the Lord here tonight. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost here tonight. I'm dealing with somebody about your soul and your soul salvation. Yet I will look again. Yet I'll look again. Oh, Lamb of God. Lamb of God. Come on. I feel the Lord here. I feel the Lord here. Yet, I will look again. I'll look again. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God. I tell you what, I feel the Holy Ghost talking. Don't let the devil cheat you out here tonight. Come on. The prodigal son that went away from his father. He come to his father. And he asked his father for his portions of good. And the father gave them to him. And the prodigal went and he wasted his substance on riotous living. He went all the way down to the hog pen. All the way down. That was what was happening to Jonah. Down, down, down. When you get away from God, the way is down, down, down. The prodigal went down to the hog pen. Come on. But then the Bible tells us he came to himself. He remembered the Father's house. He hadn't forgot about that. He couldn't get away from that. I want to tell you something. I feel the Holy Ghost is here tonight talking to somebody. You can't get away from it. You try to drown your problems with drink. I know a lot of them try to drown it with drink. A lot of them try to get away with it with drugs. Come on. A lot of them trying to get away with it with entertainment of the world and the pleasures of this world. But I'm here to tell you the pleasures of sin is only for a season. You cannot drown it with pleasure. With pleasure. The prodigal came to himself. And you know what he done? He looked back again to the Father's house. He looked again. I'm tired of feeding the swine. I'm tired of living off of the husk. He looked again. He said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? He started making his way back to the Father's house. Come on, church. My Lord, my Lord. Come on, where have we come to in this service? And the Bible says, if my memory serves me right, while he was yet a great way off, the Father saw him. The Father saw him. The Father didn't start rebuking him. The Father didn't say, you don't deserve nothing. The Father didn't say, I'll disown you. The Father didn't say, I'll have nothing to do with you. I tell you what the Father done. The Father got the best robe. He put the best robe on him. The Father said, come on, this my son was lost and now is found. He said, let's eat, drink, and be merry. Let's kill the fatty calf. Come on, church. I might have missed this thing right here. Now, I don't know. But for some reason or another, I don't feel like that I have. Not the way that my hearts are feeling right now. I'm a feeling the Lord of heaven is a dealing with somebody right here tonight. Come on. I don't know where you're at. I don't know how far that you are. But the Father knows, my friend. But I do know what the devils are telling you. Come on. The Father won't have anything to do with you. I tell you what the Father will do. He'll see to it that you get the best robe. He'll see to it that he kills a fatted calf. He'll put a ring on your hand. Come on. You know what that is? That is a sickness that this is my son. Come on, come on. He can stamp and I'll approve for it. Come on. I'll stand by him. Come on. Oh, Lamb of God. He hasn't deserted you. He hasn't forsaken you. He's a reaching out unto you right now. Come on, church. I want to tell you something. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is wanting to move and wanting to work right here tonight among us, my friend. I'll tell you, come on, help me right here. I'll tell you what I wish somebody would do tonight. I would to God that you would take another look at Calvary, my friend. I wish that you would look at Calvary at the price that was paid there for our soul salvation. Come on, I know that there was many of them that walked by the cross and they was a wag in their head. Come on, I mean, you saved others. Save yourself. Come on, I know that they might have made fun of it. I want to tell you what I'm still a feeling that is a radiating out from Calvary, and that is love. Come on. I'll tell you what I'm a hearing that is coming out from Calvary. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. But I want to take them into my bosom. I want to do, oh, come on. I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight is out. You know what I'm a feeling? your way through and not get in a hope to the horns of the altar, because you know that your soul is in danger. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure. How merciless and strong. It's not that you trample over the church's prayers. Not that you trample over your loved one's prayers. It's not that you trample over this pastor's prayers. But to trample over Calvary, to trample over mercy, to trample over grace, and to trample over the love of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yet, I'll look again. How far will God's love reach? How far will His love go? I believe I can define it. I believe I can sum it up. It'll reach to right where you're at tonight. My Lord, I'm a feeling the Lord in this house. Spirit of God, Spirit of God. To be lost in this day and hour that we're living in. To be away from God, where our world is in chaos, where our economy is in turmoil, and not to have God, and to come to the end of this life's journey without God. We're awfully quiet. We're awfully quiet. But it's not Brother Lynn that's got your attention. It's the Spirit of God that's got your attention. Come on, church. You'll have to agree with me. We are not as eternity-minded as we used to be. We used to think eternity. We used to talk eternity. We dwelled on eternity. But now it seems to be one of the farthest things from our mind. And we are closer to the judgment of God in eternity than we've ever been. I want to tell you, when it comes, and none of us knows when it's going to come, I don't want to be caught away from God. I know there's a lot of teachings and there's a lot of theories and there's a lot of ideas and there's a lot of opinions in our land. But the Bible is still the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you try to come up any other way, you are the same as a thief and a robber. And I know the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto man. But it also says the end thereof, the way of death. Yet, I will look again. While everybody stands and no one's looking around, I could preach on, I could talk about some other things. But I want to tell you, for some reason, I feel like right here, time to make this altar call. You're not here by accident. You're not here by accident. I don't know you. And I don't know how you stand with God. I really don't. And I don't know why the Lord dealt with me in such a way. I really don't. But I feel like I have obeyed God in telling someone tonight, I will look again. I'll look again. If somebody wants to come get a song, give how you want to do. I feel the Lord right here. Now, I tell you who wants to give us altar call tonight. It's the Holy Ghost right here tonight. You're feeling the drawing of the Spirit of God right here tonight in this house. And there's somebody here tonight understanding my voice. Truthfully, if you'd be honest with yourself and truthful to yourself, you know that you're not where you need to be with God. What if tonight that heart beat his last beat? You drawed your last breath. How would it be with you and God? How would it be? If you had to stand before God, how? How would you stand? How would you stand? Church, pray. I'm feeling the Lord right here tonight. I really am. I'm feeling the Lord. These altars are open. I believe grace has gave you a space of time. Thank God for grace. I believe God's arms and His love is reaching out. But you've got to make up your mind. The choice is yours tonight. The decision is up to you. Will you step out from where you're at and come around this altar tonight? How about it? How about it tonight? How about it? Come on tonight. Seek the face of God. Be honest with yourself. Be truthful with yourself. Don't hesitate. Don't delay. Don't put it off. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what tomorrow might bring forth. You have the day. Come on. Come on in this altar. I appreciate these being here tonight. But for some reason, I feel like there's somebody else, some others right here tonight. You're wanting to come. While you're feeling that tug, while you're feeling the conviction of God, the Spirit of the Lord are dealing with your heart. Come on tonight. Come on tonight. Don't draw back. Don't draw back tonight. Oh, I wish I could do more. I really do. I wish I could do more. I wish I could do more. I really do. I really do. I really do. But I'm still feeling that weight. I'm still feeling that burden. And I'm still feeling the love of God that's reaching out right here tonight. Come on. How about it, ma'am? How about it, sir? How about it? Come on, church, I want you to obey God tonight. I really do. I want you to obey the Lord tonight. I really do. I've been saying that ever since Sunday night, ever since I've been here. And sir, ma'am, I want you to obey God. I want you to obey Him tonight. Come give God an opportunity. Come give God a chance. Come on tonight. Come on tonight. I don't want to hold us. I don't want to prolong anything. But for some reason or another, I want to tell you something, church. What is an hour compared to eternity? What is 10 minutes compared to eternity? Come on. Come on. Come on tonight. Yet, I'll look again. I'll look again. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on tonight. Come seek the Lord. Seek your Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. He's here tonight. He's standing with outstretched arms, waiting for you to come. Come on tonight. This everyone that will coming around this altar. I preach to you my heart. I preach to you my burden of my heart. I feel that God's dealt with somebody here tonight. But it's entirely up to that individual to what they're going to do with this man. call Jesus. Come on. John the Baptist got to the place one time. He sent his disciples out. He told them to say, you go and ask him, art thou he or should I look for another? Jesus told John, said, you go. Jesus told the disciples, said, you go and tell John. Blinded eyes are being opened. The lame are walking. Come on. You know what John done? He was losing his vision. He was losing his sight. But he looked again. He looked again. I tell you something. Don't look to him as being the carpenter, Mary's son. But look to him as being the Christ. The one that will deliver. And the one that will set free. Come on out tonight. Come on out tonight. Come on tonight, church. Come on. Are we obeying God right here tonight? Are we really obeying the Lord right here tonight? Are you really obeying how your heart really feels? Come on. How about it? How about it? Are we going to trample with grace? Are we going to trample with mercy? Are we going to trample with the Word of God? Are we going to trample right over it and end up in eternity lost without God? Come on, come on. It's everyone that will not come in around this altar. Yet, I'll look again. I'll look again. The Lord has visited us right here tonight. The Lord has dealt. He has dealt right here tonight in this house. Oh, let's don't walk away from God. There is danger in turning your back on God. Come tonight. Come tonight, church. Come on tonight, church. Yet will I look again. The story's not over yet. The last page hasn't been written.